Call to order the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology. And Representative Worth, you said you brought a job shadow along?
Yes, I coerced a high school student, local high school student, to job shadow me today. And Joan, if you stand up and twirl around and do your obligatory embarrassment for the day, and I'm sure after one day with me, she'll be running to, jumping at the chance to run for office. So.
Welcome to the Capitol today. And so, Secretary of State's office right down there, and you just filed a run against Representative Worth. First up, let's ask the Department of Transportation. Item 8, you can explain what we're looking at.
Okay. Mr. Chair, item number 8 is a report that the legislature asked the department to come back and report on their base budget priorities and on the driver's license number project to go back and do some reevaluation of what it was that they were doing and report on that project, and the department is here to report on that. This item is listed as an information item only, but it's listed here because the two items for the Department of Transportation go together.
Tim, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair. I'm members of the committee. I'm Lorna Youngs, manager of the DMV, and with me is Dave White, CIO for Department of Transportation. Our report encompasses three items, as stated earlier. The first was we were asked to present a plan on how we would implement legislation, and in particular, if there were some ways in which we could reduce costs for the data processing portion of the implementation of legislation. The second part of our report talks about what our reexamination of the our expanded customer number issue to see if there were some ways in which we could also save money with that project. And then the third part of the report was a statement of a priorities for the use of our base budget for information technology projects. We had 36 bills that affected the DMV. 21 of those required some project or some data processing effort. When we cost out each bill, we cost it out as if it were a standalone bill, not knowing which one would pass. But obviously, as you go to implement them, there are opportunities to put some implementations together. In other words, you're touching the same parts of the system and you can have some economies. So we were able to save at least 500 hours in terms of the projected amount of time it would take to do. But more importantly, we had costed each of these out using consulting services, not knowing how many bills we would have and what our staff availability might be. We were able to accomplish the vast majority of the changes to our technology system using our own staff. So we were able to reduce the cost from our projected total of $934,000 down to about $315,000 with considerable savings, which the savings were able to, it's part of our base budget, and we were able to reinvest that, of course, in other technology projects. The second item that we're asked to report on was a large project to expand the customer number. Currently, you know, your driver license has 7 digits, and that number is used essentially as a unique identifier in all of our relational databases, not only for driver license transactions, but for businesses, car dealers, et cetera, for people who have driver tickets in this state, who are drivers in other states. We assign them a number because we are required to keep those records for a long time. So as a result, we use up a lot of numbers each year, and we were projected to run out in the next 3 or 4 years and had proposed a $4.7 million project to expand the customer number database to 9 digits. The reason that the project was so expensive is because we had to touch so many systems because it is a relational database. We were asked to go back and reevaluate alternatives to that project, including the reuse of customer numbers. At DMV, in order, because we have to keep records for, in some cases, 99 years, we we essentially have operated under a system, once a number is assigned to an individual, that number remains with that individual even if your driver record is inactive, because you never know when somebody's going to come back into the state.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. Yes. In terms of, is it state law that requires some records to be 99 years?
Mr. Chair, yes. There are certain records that are required a 99-year retention, and we move them from the database into a microfiche after 10 years, and then after 10 years we move them into archives. And what we took a look at was, what was the safety of the reuse of archived numbers? Because if we did need to go back to the archives to retrieve a record, we did not use just the customer number as the basis of determining the record. We also looked at other information such as your name, your birth date, other information that we have about you. And so we determined that it would be safe to use the archived driver license numbers. If someone re-entered the state, wanted to get another driver license, we would give them a new number. But we did, in the reuse of archived numbers, or gave us a pool of about 1.6 million additional numbers, which at our current rate of about 250 to 300,000 numbers per year would last till about 2011. So upon discovering that, we decided to terminate the project, which left us with approximately $4.7 million in the base budget, $3.1 million of those, which had been earmarked as monies to pay for contractors on IT projects. So as a result, we took a look at the project list in our information technology plan that had been earmarked for our additional funding through our fee bill, and determined that we could move most of those projects into the base funding. So as you see in the report that we've provided, with the money freed up from both the savings for implementation of legislation as well as the money freed up by not doing the expanded customer number project, we are able to pay for not only the legislation, but the additional resources for our digital photo licensing project, internet vehicle registration, driver system infrastructure enhancements, credit debit card payment solutions in the field offices, drive test scheduling system upgrade, electronic lien and title projects, and a replacement of some of our aging PCs.
This is out of the savings?
Yes, or Chair,
the reduction? Yes. And so how does this relate in terms of the session, in terms of what was approved or the expectations? So suddenly, is it $4 million essentially is what you're...
Mr. Chair, we had estimated that the customer number project would be approximately $4.7 million. 3.1 of that would be money to pay for contractors. The remaining would be essentially our base staff devoted to this project. Essentially, the way we cost out projects is we take a look at how much of the base funding staff we would need, as well as then how much money we need to spend through service and supply funding for contractors. And so the total project was 4.7. That meant that the contractor, or the contractor dollars associated with the projects that were in our POP 203, which was to be funded out of House Bill 2135 monies, which essentially there was an e-board reserve for to come back to discuss. We've now determined that we can move, instead of asking for that as a package, we can move those projects into the base because the large project is no longer needed this biennium.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the legislature approved the department's base budget, which included this numbering project in it. That was the $4.7 million that Lorna referred to. With the budget notes saying, come back and tell us more about this project, there wasn't enough time to really understand why it was costing, what it cost, and whether or not that was the most appropriate way to go. And the department went back and took a look at it and found that they could actually use the older numbers, which means now they can reprogram their system over a period of time at less cost instead of the one-time large expenditure, because now they have 10 years to use up their numbers. So they still need to reprogram their system, and they still need to add two or three number fields to it, but they can do it at less cost over time. That's one thing. The second thing was that they had a number of policy packages for other technology initiatives that they wanted to fund, and the legislature said, let's wait until we get this report and before we fund this. Now, the department is reporting that from the savings, they can fund most of those policy option packages in their base budget now. And then the next item, you'll see that they have identified other projects that they would like to undertake with the money that the legislature put in reserve for technology projects. So, does that help?
Representative Butler?
Thank you. Just a question of staff. Of the $4.7 million, how much did we in fact allocate to the project, and then how much was going to be used with existing ongoing staff?
The Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, the legislature didn't actually allocate any money toward the project. They approved the base budget amount for technology projects and asked them to come back before we approved any more technology projects to report on this item.
So none of the 4.7 was ever allocated?
Well, it was allocated by the department for that project.
Okay. And then do I understand that in saving the 500 hours of, to implement the various bills, it looks like the difference from the projected 934 down to the number which Ms. Youngs gave us of 315,000, that's about a $600,000 savings on 500 hours. That would be $1,000 an hour as opposed to $100 an hour.
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, the difference represents the fact that we use an average $100 per hour figure for consultants. When you reprogram it and have your own staff doing it, essentially because consultants' salaries carry all their overhead in it, and the department has overhead in different parts of the budget, all we need to do assign to it is the salaries of our own staff. So they're at about $35 an hour. So most of the savings comes from not making up, doing it in fewer hours, but substituting $35 an hour people for $100 an hour people.
And Mr. Chair, just to follow up, that's the difference between $934,800, $935,000, and $315,000, a little over $600,000 savings?
Approximately 1,700 hours were still done with consultants. So we had a mix of consultants, but we were able to do most of the work with our own staff. So it's a combination of some 500-hour fewer hours, and then the bulk of the work, about 70% of the work being done with our own staff.
And the savings was something in excess of $600,000.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Between the two.
Any further questions?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Worth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess out of curiosity, the personal computer replacement strategy, and it doesn't involve a lot of money, but I guess as I'm reading this, question is this computer replacement, does that involve complete removal of the existing hardware and software and then replacing that with a completely new computer, and are upgrades ever considered to existing hardware and software?
Mr. Chair, Representative Worth, we are changing the CPU. Essentially, we're changing the CPU. We're keeping the monitor.
Okay. That makes more sense. Okay, thanks.
One technical question, and it's going to show my ignorance with regard to the binary coding and those kinds of things. When we move from a seven-digit numeric code, can we at any point introduce at least one alpha into that, giving us 26 times the capacity?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butler, I asked the very same question when I first came a year and a half ago. If you need seven digits, why not go alphanumeric? Well, if you have it coded ahead of time for that field to accept either alpha or numeric or both, that's fine, but we didn't. They were coded for numeric. which means you'd still have to go back and touch all that miles and miles of code and change it to alphanumeric. So there was no savings by doing it alphanumeric.
So over the next 10 years through the year 2011, will you just introduce nine digits, or will you then introduce nine digits including alphanumeric?
We certainly can look at alphanumeric, but nine digits will give us an enormously large number of driver license numbers to
One follow-up. I appreciate that. I'm only a year and a half behind you at this point, Lorna, but we have problems at the national level with a nine-digit Social Security number. There is an embedded one alpha at the far end of it from the 1930s when the codes were introduced, an A or a D for an active or a deceased spouse, I guess is what it was originally for. I would just encourage us to make sure that when we examine that nine-digit code, that we, as we migrate to the nine-digit code, that we also introduce an alphanumeric component to it.
Absolutely.
Representative Hanson?
Great question. When you retrieve the numbers that are in the archives, is there any cost factor of that, or can that be absorbed with the regular budget? I mean, if we're saving $4.7 million by not doing the new projects, is there cost incurred by using the different strategies?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hanson, we would have to retrieve it in any case. Usually, the only time we do retrieve information out of archives is because there's an investigation going on. When someone comes in the state wants to have a number, we reissue them a number. So we would expect, if a records request comes up, we always are reimbursed for record requests.
Any further questions? We have a motion to adopt the recommendation to acknowledge the receipt of the report.
So moved.
Is there any objection to acknowledging receipt of the report from the Department of Transportation? Objection?
No objection. I just encourage them to maybe look at a 10-digit total like the federal is doing so that we might, as we look towards national systems,
do it once?
Do it one time rather than twice or three times.
Without objection. Let's go to action item number two.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, action item number two is a request to recommend that the emergency board approve an increase in their other funds expenditure limitation for additional technology needs of driver and motor vehicles. The department has now that they have identified that they can do these projects in their base budget, has identified other needs that are critical to their successful completion of technology initiatives.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As was stated, in examining our project portfolio and taking a look at the kind of projects that we are doing, we have shifted away from projects essentially that, like Y2K, their main thrust is to rebuild or upgrade the existing system. We now have a combination of projects in our portfolio that are enhancing the system, opening new pathways of service such as the internet, partnerships with third parties, which are essentially not only changes to computer systems, but there are changes to business processes. We also have a varied portfolio of projects, and so we hired a consulting firm to do an examination of our capacity and readiness to take on and change in portfolio and types of projects to migrate our organization from essentially fixing the mainframe to hooking up to the internet and to changing the business practices as well as changing the computer, essentially moving to a business-led computer strategy. As a result of that analysis, there were some series of recommendations made, in particular concentrating on three important functions that needed some strengthening in at DMV. One was a strengthening of our project management ability, essentially like a contractor, we're a construction contractor running several projects at once. you need to make sure the plumbers are all in the right place when they're needed, and that the electricians are all in the right place when they're needed, and that you've got your resources marshaled to meet the needs of the project, and that you're managing those projects to move along in a timely fashion so they're not delaying each other. We also identified a need for business architecture, and that is truly one of the things that organizations need to focus more on, and that is the understanding is as we transform our business with information technology, we are transforming our work processes, and you need to understand how your processes that match up with I'm reminded of the commercial where the group is sitting around watching the hit on the internet site, and it goes from 1 to 100,000, and all of a sudden they realize they've got to deliver. And it's business architecture that figures out ahead of time what it takes to deliver the product that people are now asking for through these new technologies. And then the third area is business system ownership. Essentially, as we put projects together, we have a technology expert, people who understand the computers, and we need to have a business expert, in other words, a person who understands the current business processes and how those business processes need to change and what the business rules are that the technology must support. So we are asking for some additional positions to bolster those functions, a project program management position, business architecture, and then two additional positions to help with essentially the business changes. In addition to looking at what we need in the way of staff, we've also taken a look at some of our additional infrastructure needs. We've had the opportunity at ODOT to participate in Microsoft's enterprise software proposal, and so ODOT has decided to sign up for that. And as a result, each of the divisions has some additional expenses for software conversion unanticipated in this budget. So you're asking for some additional funding for our software licensing agreement. Our base budget has about $250,000 for PC replacement, which will not replace all of the PCs that are at least 4 to 5 years old. And so we are asking for an additional $378,000 to complete the replacement of all our four-year-old PCs. And then in addition, we are wanting to upgrade our field offices from the current token ring to a Ethernet, which is essentially the current standard. Our headquarters are now in Ethernet, and we want to make sure that we are matching that. And then finally, we have in our base budget approximately $500,000 for Internet services, primarily for Internet registration renewal, which is the offering most commonly provided at DMVs as their first venture out. We are proposing another $500,000 to add to that ability for people to apply for their driver records, custom plates, and also change addresses over the Internet. So in total, we are asking for approximately $2.2 million of the $2.5 million reserve.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Atkinson. I
have several questions. Help me understand number 4 and 5, business architect and change leaders, and why that can't be outsourced.
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, business architect is a person who sits in your business in a full-time basis and works on a myriad of IT projects as a technical expert to help you. In other words, if you are how you decide to do your services then ends up with a certain set of processes of the architecture of the business. If you are like DMV in Oregon, where all of the services are available in the field office and you're giving your driver license in the field, you have one set of processes and you try and make those processes as efficiently as possible. If you change the way you do your services, you need to change the architecture of how those services are delivered. In other words, the series of processes that all link together to be most efficient. And you need someone who has a broader understanding of how all the business fits together to help the individual programs determine what's the most efficient way in which they need to make the individual process and business changes. And so that's the same as information technology architecture. You can end up with a Winchester Mystery House or you can end up with a more coherent design for how you build your technology. And that's what the business architect position is due. Right now, we have just 1/10 of a manager devoted to this, and there simply isn't enough resource there available to make these projects work more effectively.
But it seems to me, business,
mm-hmm.
who go through these kinds of IT changes, hire outside consultants. Sometimes they'll build a structure. Over an 18-month time frame, that structure will change. And maybe they'll continue with that structure that they've built or change consultants, change structures, keep pace with competition. It seems to me if we're going to put an FTE in here that's going to be rolled up in the next session, are we really going to be able to adapt to change that fast, number one? And number two, wouldn't it be better just to bring in experts who do this in the business world as consultants and bring them in to do it? Wouldn't it be more efficient to do it that way?
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, I'm not sure how the efficiencies would arise if you're hiring a consultant over and over again for project after project. The consultants are more expensive in most cases. It's not as if we would be using a business architect on just one project. We have a continuous need for project work at DMV to not only upgrade the systems but adapt to the changes needed. There's a lot of demand for change. We've got a lot of pent-up demand for third-party integrator-led projects such as electronic liens and titles or electronic vehicle registration. We have internet needs. There are going to probably be more interest in having our databases hooked up with a national database, which there currently isn't, for driver license to deal with issues of identity. So we see that there are going to be a number of different demands on our business as we move from essentially batch mode, mainframe legacy systems into more interactive real-time systems. And a business architect helps make sure that as we are moving forward, we are not doing so in a cumbersome, piecemeal fashion.
Take my question and apply it to a web content coordinator.
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkins, same thing for web content coordinator. You can hire someone to build the website. It's managing the information and making sure that it is current, that it is being changed as we have new information. Too often, companies just build it and then don't continue to manage it, feeding the information into the hundreds of pages that we have, making sure that we, if things aren't working, right now, essentially what you do is you assign that out to other staff who are doing other jobs or they're actually in the business and they're uploading on their web page, but organizing that to make sure that all that information comes out in a coherent fashion, that we upgrade it, that we keep it current, that we add new products. And the other thing that we want to take a good hard look at is the intranet, which where we understand many companies are making more money, and that is being able to move information inside the company through electronic means instead of handing out paper and manuals. So getting things posted onto the intranet, managing that information, essentially instead of borrowing bits and pieces of positions across the organization, you have it focused in one individual who makes sure that information stays current and it gets added to.
So what's the savings then? You just said that, you know, companies are saving money by going to an intranet, which I would agree with that statement. I'm just curious if you did an analysis to figure out how much you can save by not printing and distributing information, but making it available to every one of your employees.
Representative Hill, we have not yet done such an analysis. We're just on the beginning of trying to take a look at how we may use the Internet more effectively at DMV.
And following up on Senator Atkinson's question about the business architect, in terms of where I think it's a good idea that you're bringing in some of these skill sets, but I also the myriad of projects in which you described, I would like to meet the individual who has all of those skill sets and will be able to help you from that single position across all of those projects, because that'll be a very remarkable person, and I'd be interested to see if you could actually keep them employed at the state I would think that you would probably, one of the reasons why companies bring in consultants is because they can get people that have specific skill sets in specific areas that you wouldn't necessarily want to keep around full time. So maybe a general person who can help drive some business analysis, but it'd also be interesting to try to, in this area, since, you know, every time something is asked for, you know, we hire a consultant to tell us how much it's going to be. Perhaps maybe we could hire that person internally to tell us how much things are going to cost us rather than hiring a consultant to tell us how much things are going to cost us, and we could save that money to actually put into the projects themselves. Any further questions? Did you go over internet services?
Yes.
Do you have a plan for the internet services? A written plan? You're seeking $500,000 to do all these wonderful things. Do you have a plan yet?
Representative Hill, yes, we have done feasibility studies. We are working closely with the department, and all is working very closely with DAS IRMD in relationship to the portal. We've sent out some requests for information regarding how these internet projects have been done in other states as well.
That was my question. Do you have a plan? Do you know what you're going to build?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We know what we're going to build. We know which services we're proposing to build. Yes. Internet registration renewal.
Are you building this in? You're going to outsource this? You've got some level of specificity that you could share with us, or?
We're proposing, yes, to use consultants to build these projects. I guess I'm not quite understanding what you're...
Well, I mean, I'm hearkening back to the 1997 session, and I'm sure you've seen the report on the legislature in 1997 paved the way for the Department of Motor Vehicles in which to create a mechanism to push out the registration of motor vehicles out towards car dealers,
mm-hmm.
in terms of to help speed up that process. There's a document about yay thick that was the result of that, and I'm now seeing that I'm assuming this is an expression, the final expression of actually doing something with that authority. And have you seen the report?
Yes, you're talking about the privatization report that was developed, and the internet is not necessarily seen as an initiative as part of that effort. Our electronic vehicle registration project, our electronic lien and title project are using essentially third parties to provide these services. We're looking at that. The internet, essentially the third party is the customer. The customer is doing the data entry for us.
Listen, Shemaimi, you had a whole structure in terms of how that would work. I'm just assuming that you're using that information you already have done. I'm just trying to understand in terms of, or you threw the other stuff over your shoulder and now we're off on a new initiative. I mean, I bought it. I'm just trying to understand if there's any continuity in any of these processes. And when we say go do these things, you know, you oblige us with, you know, an inch and a half of paper and then, you know, we wait for the next good idea to come along. I'm just curious in terms of if there's any continuity.
Yes, Mr. Chair. These projects are all integrated into our service delivery plan for this biennium. And in that service delivery plan, we have three major initiatives. Driver safety, an initiative we call DMV from home, which is essentially our internet initiative. And the third one we call keeping ahead of the game, which is essentially a series of initiatives to be more efficient. We look at privatization as one of the main strategies in our efficiency, our keeping ahead of the game initiative. We look at the internet as one of the major strategies within our DMV from home initiative, which is essentially an initiative to reduce the need to go to the field office by going through the internet or through the mail or the phone. And some of these projects are also in support of our driver safety initiative. So they're all embedded into the strategic plan for the DMZ, which I'd be happy to share with you.
So, we were to approve it and then unschedule and recommend unscheduling, that you can come back in January and share a plan with us. It wouldn't slow you down.
You'd
start moving forward with 25% of the dollars and then show up in January and share with us all the information. That wouldn't slow you down.
I guess I'm not quite sure.
We approved the plan and then unscheduled 75% of it, waiting for you to come back in January.
We could move forward, but what I'm trying to understand is what would you be looking for in the way of, in terms of a plan? In other words, how we're going to schedule out the projects, or taking a look at how the projects are embedded within the DMV work plan for the biennium?
I'm just, what are you doing? I mean, I've got a paragraph here, you know, and I'm just asking, you either have a written plan or you don't have a written plan as to what you're going to go and accomplish.
We have a written plan, yes.
And then you could come and share that with us all.
Absolutely.
In January and,
absolutely.
Okay. Any further questions? The legislative fiscal staff's recommendation is to recommend the emergency board approve an increase in other funds expenditure limitation of $2,053,881 in the establishment of 5 permanent positions and direct the department to include a detailed list of case budget technology projects in its 2003-05 budget document for review and approval by the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. I would add then the recommendation then to unschedule 75% of the internet services that invite the DMV to come to us in January and just give us the high-level overview of what the plan is.
For the internet services, Mr.
Yeah.
Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, can I clarify? The department has $500,000 in their base budget proposal and $500,000 in the request for increase in other funds. Are you saying 75% of
the
million dollars or 75% of the half
project.
Million?
The
whole project. Okay.
They can move forward between now and then, and we won't even slow them down.
Okay.
We'll just be an annoying blip on their screen.
How would we unschedule if you've got $500,000 in the base budget and the request is $500,000, how are we going to unschedule $750,000, Mr. Chair?
For
the internet.
We do it anyway to ask that request to unschedule it.
Okay. Thank you.
That's correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you.
The kindness that we share with each other amongst, you know, branches of government.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Is there any objection
to
the recommendation? Senator Atkinson objects. Any further objections? Record will show Senator Atkinson objecting. The recommendation is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's not majority of,
majority of the committee.
Hold on. We'll stand at ease.